Sophia Minard also is going to be on the show today. And I will be the first one to tell her that Christian Yelich's future with the Milwaukee Brewers is not good.
It's in question. It's in doubt.
Yeah. I am starting research today. I don't know who's going to do it, to find out other baseball players that are making a ton of money, like Yelich, that the Brewers will trade Yelich for because their big money is only due for the next few seasons. Like, they owe Yelich like $36 million for the next 6 years or something. I have to look that up exactly. I saw it. I was just amazed. He just started. It's either this year or next year. And they're not going to pay it. The smart, tough guy, David Stern, is going to make a move. He's going to try to figure out a way to save some money. He's going to pay a ton for somebody, but for somebody that only has 2 or 3 years left. I'm not expecting Sophia to agree with me. I think she's still hopeful that Christian Yelich can turn things around, but I'm not. I don't see how it's going to happen. And I still am making the awareness to everybody out there. If you think that you are capable of somehow getting Christian Yelich to go back to the level he was at for 2 years or close to it, I think the Brewers would pay you $5 million. Excuse me. I don't know how you get the money. You'd have to get some agent and say, I will tell you this, but only if you agree to give me $5 million if it changes Christian Yelich. I'm not sure they would agree to that, but... So Zara will be on. She's going to be happy. And then Sophia at 3:45, that's going to be tough because I want to tell her that that I believe that Christian Yelich is going to get traded by the Brewers. The question is not if, but when. When they can find somebody that's owed a ton of money but less number of years than him so they can get out. Because they it's $26 million for the next 6 years. It's just incredible how much they owe him. And there's unless a miracle occurs, there's no way that anybody can give you information about Christian Yelich because no player has ever collapsed like he has, other than I guess Bellinger, who's with the Dodgers. I haven't checked, but they can't say, "Well, this is all you need to do." No, there's never been a case of a player so good to become so average so quickly. And this is where I love OPS Plus. It factors all your offensive abilities, and 100 is average. When before he came to the Brewers, he was like 115, 130. The 2 years with the Brewers, 164 and 173. Since then, he struggles to get to 100. You went from being Babe Ruth or Miguel Cabrera. You went from being Miguel Cabrera to I'm not even sure you're as good as Vogelbach. Imagine that. What would you feel about a player that went?
If you're paying Daniel Vogelbach $26 million a year?
Yeah. And you cannot win. You cannot win with a player of his ability batting third. At some point, they're going to have to move him down in the lineup. Christian Yelich should probably bat eighth. And then at some point, can you win with that kind of that player in the starting lineup? I guess you can if all the other people can hit and maybe he gets on base. You can't factor in the money. But right now, if I can trade Christian Yelich for some other big-name player who's making a ton of money and he's getting it for 3 years instead of 6 years, done. How do you think Sophia's going to take that?
I don't think she's going to take it well.
And she's going to be
very positive about it.
Yeah, she'll say, there you go, Homer. All right, let's get to the Discount Liquor Twitter poll question, and then we'll break, and then are you a better guesser? You know what I'm fixated on.
Money?
Billionaires. I can't do enough about billionaires. You know, money isn't everything. You know who says that?
Poor people.
Yeah. Rich people never say it. Poor people say it. And that tells you all you need to know.